Hey, everybody. In this episode, we basically just cover 30 minutes of NFT FOMO, specifically my FOMO for not being in Moonbirds by Proof Collective as it absolutely melts faces on the secondary market. The guys try to peer pressure me into making an $80,000 purchase live on stream. I elect to not do it. I'm still struggling with the decision at a very deep level, and I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight. As usual, our content is sponsored by FTX. If you want to sign up, go on the web app, thenifty.com/FTX, or on mobile app with the code THENIFTY, and hope you enjoy the show. In this video, we are discussing how the NFT market has come roaring back. A lot of liquidity flying around out there, folks, unless you're in a few select projects, in which case, rest in peace. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research.
Excuse me.
If you enjoyed this content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. Bless you, Nick. If you like daily NFT videos, and definitely check out our podcast upload of this after the fact. Gentlemen, how we doing? NFT market is cooking. I have crazy Moonbirds FOMO. I might FOMO into one at 24 ETH here. What are you guys thinking about?
Well, last time someone on the community FOMO'd or on this team FOMO'd in, they set a top and a retracement, which means I can get in cheaper. So I would love for you to do that. Also, just want everyone to know that my agent has told me that I pull better with a pen in my hand. It makes me look more intelligent when I'm talking about NFTs. So expect to see a lot more of that out of me going forward.
What about glasses? Some fake glasses?
No, my my glasses are jacked up right now. Contacts is a better look for me.
Okay. Okay. Nick, look at you.
I'm just, sorry for the echo in here. This room is so spacious. We'll end up fixing that by the next episode. But it really is echoey in here. By the next, what I was going to say with Moonbirds is I am very happy about where I purchased, and I'm now up. And in terms of you aping in, I would wait until it's 30 or 40 ETH before you pull the trigger. Because that's definitely where it's headed at the moment. I would not be surprised to see a 30th floor on this, like, this week.
Awesome. In the wise words of awesome. George Washington, my only regret is that I didn't buy more. I actually, Pio, you're lucky. You have zero Moonbirds, okay? You only can make one decision. Do you want a Moonbird or not? I have to deal with the fact that I only have one Moonbird. And if I ever sell it, it's going to be something that I look at the wall on random nights and think about how much of an idiot I am. Like when I sold that damn ape. And if I don't do that, if I don't sell, then it will crash forever from the top. And I'll hate myself for that.
Is that Tropo Farmer that sold? Is that what Tropo Vault is?
Yeah.
So he sold one.
Yep.
Why here? You know?
He bought a bunch of them. I've been watching him buy.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, he kind of papered that skull one. He probably bought the dip. I think I saw him buying the dip, so he's probably flipping back up.
Look at this floor sweep.
So Bert said kind of like selling your eight pre-token claim. I did that intentionally. I don't.
He's not talking about you. He's talking about me. Okay, stop thinking about yourself all the damn time, Nick.
I sold one of my apes, but no, you're right. You did sell yours. So wow, yeah. Ooh, I forgot about that. You knew the token was coming, though. Like, that was literally on the roadmap. Like, that was a stated thing.
I have bipolar issues, okay? I need, like, a double ledger. I need, like, a ledger that locks me out for an additional 7 days from making a decision. I need a layered ledger. Maybe that's a new startup someone could work on. Actually, the best diamond handing I ever did was when I threw a bunch of mutants in a fractional vault with enough people that it was, like, too inconvenient to pull out. And so we let it go all the way down to 3 and back up to 20 before we pulled out. So maybe I need to start doing that more often. But look at the sales flying in on Moonbirds. At least I'm a part of the game. Hoot, hoot. Nick, your Moonbird's looking quite fire, if I may say.
It's literally, literally fire. I'm very excited about just my holdings there. You know, I went from, I missed out on today's show because this apartment is so high in the air, it doesn't get cell phone service. So I was struggling with that aspect of things. Now I have Wi-Fi, so
that's not even first world problems. That's like 1%er problems. That's like 0.1%er problems. But it makes sense with all of your ape gains. You're now part of the Moonbird. Moonbirds, they only live in high rises, I'm pretty sure. Pretty much every Moonbird.
Yeah. Based on the conversations I've been having in the Discord, which most people don't have access to, yeah, that's all they've been discussing is their the penthouses, the
shots of their, the view,
all the floors that they're. How
PO, just tell us when the FOMO hits in. We're just going to keep running about Moonbirds. Keep that floor price up and just let us know when it really hits in. We'll coach you through this one. but if you want a quick change of topic, the last time we appeared together, when we talked about some projects, one of the projects I talked about, I was bullish on because it had a beautiful website, very well laid out. The name of that project, Toxic Skulls, called it at 0.08 in our portal Discord, covered it at 0.16 on the show. Pio, if you'd like to pull up those numbers for me.
Did you buy all of them? Or a lot of them?
Oh, damn. It's at a 0.4.
Wait, why can't we see it on the screen?
Oh, I did on the wrong one. Toxic Skulls is at a 0.4 floor. Very impressive. Very, very impressive.
You got to work on your spelling there, buddy. There
you go. You bought this for the art?
Well, no.
Because of the website. It was a beautiful website.
We went through the website on this show. That was what we did.
Very well done. Incredibly done website. Great art. Guys worked from companies from Columbia Sportswear to literally the MLB. All the way back over to Disney. Very broad swath of expertise. Nice psychedelic art. A lot of psychedelics, probably a lot of micro-dosers in the NFT community. You know, so they're vibing out to this kind of art. Was a little worried at one point in time that I was getting myself into a hobos kind of play, but glad it worked out well for me.
The art is infinitely better than hobos. Is it a pure play art play?
It's really just a mixture of a great website, and that's about it for me.
Where are those hobos at right now?
I haven't bought an NFT just because of a dope website in a long time. And that used to be, you know, the reason I would buy NFTs most of the time, you know. But hey, Kix, congratulations on hitting on this. How many do you have?
Got like 6 or 10 left, dude. You know, no big deal. Just a, you know, casual 5Xer in 48 hours. You know what I mean? Old man still got it. Old man still got all these young kids running around with NFT nerds and fucking, you know, regression analysis charts on the trends. I play off look and feels. Okay. I just look at the golf ball. I look at my club and I know how I need to hit it. Okay. I don't need to go to the, you know, fucking putting range for 30 hours every day or whatever you want to call it. Okay. I'm just out here. Old school, just hitting old school wins.
I mean, you definitely crushed it here. So what's the exit point for you?
I'm a trimmer these days. You know, I kind of just trim up the top. That way I never hit the top or the bottom with my sell and, you know, just feel happy. Just like pre-mint, you know, I trimmed a little at 0.6, you know, a little at 0.8, a little at 1, 1.2, 1.4, doing the same here. Just, you know, cutting a few of them, on the way up, but, you know, just gonna keep collecting my bag over here.
Very well done. Would you buy another Moonbird at this price?
You know what? Couldn't tell you, bud. Couldn't tell you. I'd say that it depends on your time horizon. Either way, you'll be upset with your decision, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
What's worst case scenario of buying a Moonbird here? Somehow they go to 12 ETH? I don't like how is that going to happen?
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. I'd buy it right now. Do it. Live on stream. Do it.
If somebody wants to do an OTC deal, then yeah, sure.
I'll fund you right now. Oh my God. I'll fund you right now.
No.
What's your address?
Are you really about to send him the ETH for this?
Last time one of you FOMO'd in, Nick's up 10% and sitting real good in his high-rise apartment, just hooting around all day.
Well, I'm hoping that Moonbird just pays for this apartment. Like that's the general thought with the Moonbird at this point in time. So I'll be selling it at like 50 ETH. I mean, the reality is Bored Ape Yacht Club is over at like 120 at this point. So
Moonbird's probably to 40 easily.
I mean, it seems like 40-50 is an easy thing, primarily because CryptoPunks is at 67. There's nothing else that's really come into that range at all. And what they set the standard of, what I would look at is what's the price of proof?
That's what I was pulling up is what's the price of proof? That's the biggest
thing. I'm guessing
thing.
120 right now.
So
no, 82. Wow, came down.
That's weird.
That's not weird. Pio, I just sent you the one to buy and then give me your address, but can you pull up the one to buy? I think this one fits you. I think it's a good look for you.
me see.
I think it's pretty fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, no, it is cool. How much is it?
Just whatever 25 ETH is in US dollars.
$76,000.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
All right, nice.
I mean, it's cheap, dude. I mean, talk about a deal, you know?
Talk about a deal.
That little wink you do.
Why is proof so low right now? Shouldn't proof be 150 if Moonbirds is 25?
Well, people can Moonbirds, take the game.
You can't exactly, you know, compare it to like a Bored Ape Yacht Club, Mutant Ape Yacht Club kind of scenario. You know what I mean? It's a little bit different. Like, you know, Moonbirds is their flagship product. Moonbirds is their Bored Ape Yacht Club. You know, proof was like how you seed invested into Bored Ape Yacht Club, you know?
Right.
And actually the unique counts are going down. So someone said that they think people are maybe selling proofs, buying birds. Wappy's saying he'll go the other direction. He'll sell two of his birds from one proof. So we got guys working both ends of the market right now. Wappy's probably in three or four deals, just negotiating away.
Yeah, people are saying wait for the dip. What dip? There was a dip to quote-unquote 15. I was saying this to Kicks. People were like, the dip to 15. There were like two sales at 15. The dip was to like 17.
Best case scenario, this dumps back to 20 and then comes back up. So you're within 20% of, you know, the low entry price. So you should buy this one right here. And then all three of us are in the Moonbirds squad. I will be the first to sell, obviously. Then I'll complain about it for months and to my wife for years. Nick will never sell. He'll just forget about it. He'll stop trading NFTs for 2.5 months and come back when they airdrop him like 45 grand live on stream. He'll pay off his apartment, disappear again for 2 months. You know, PO will die and hand it too. It'll be great. Let's do it right
now.
Dude,
I just walk up. Look, they bring me on deck, or they bring me up to hit, you know, not all the time, but when I do, I'm aiming for the fucking bleachers there, man. That's what I'm aiming for.
How much is my ape coin worth right now?
Not enough, bud.
You're right. It's not worth enough.
I'm back into like $25,000 in there, but I'd like to get that back up to 100. Just seems like I want to own more.
I own more ape than you. That makes me feel a little better about myself. What about Lyrical Lemonade at a 3 ETH floor?
Stop.
Just the Cookman Jones over there, just calling it. Literally, Pio is getting so good at using his influence to literally create magical things out of thin air, like I did with the Mad Dog Jones Nine Cat thesis in February of 2021. Pio is light years ahead of my capabilities. Literally convinced Cole Theram and his team to make the
Cole
proof.
Cole Bennett
and his team.
Cole Theram.
Weird. What do they call those? Freudian slips.
I guess if he's your dad.
Wait, what? I didn't get Nick's joke.
Well,
he's your dad.
I did buy 300 pickles at one point in time, so I guess he was my daddy on that project. So anyways, forgot where I was going, but that's the end of it.
Yeah, you were talking about Lyrical Lemonade and acting like I have anything to do with the floor price on that, which I don't.
But, dude, imagine just buying 5 at 1 ETH. That was such a no-brainer. You're sitting on 15
ETH.
Oh,
dude, I'm so fucking pissed right now. I'm very, very pissed. Because we were on the stream, and I was like, don't say it. Do not say the project. We're going to wait to say it on the next episode. We mentioned it briefly, and then I was like, let's not discuss this anymore. I was about to go buy. It was at 1.25 there. And I
told you to buy the dip live on stream on Monday. You faded me twice. You faded me on Toxic Skulls and Lyrical Lemonade.
I just failed to pull the trigger. I mean, that was just a failure on multiple parts.
People were making fun of me for buying the dip. Who's laughing now? Somebody like, Nick, your Kicks bought the top at 1.8. What's the top now, Bronco?
But
I could see, going to 5 ETH at least.
What the
just
lemon?
Wait until their own moon
5 birds. To 10 ETH, yeah.
This is the next proof. It's going to be double the price of proof because there's half the supply.
Well, it's going to be at least 10. My target is 10 for Lyrical Lemonade, but that could happen next summer because in years 2 and 3, you get above VIP level access. But the most important thing, Nick, I don't know if you know this, like one of the guys from Lyrical Lemonade, Jarrito, has been coming on our show every day.
I heard you say Jarrito today on the episode. Was that guy offended?
No, it's because I said his name wrong and then he tweeted about it. He said like, hey, for everybody that needs to know, like, didn't call me out by name, but he was like, my name is pronounced Jarrito. Like, he spelled it out phonetically. And so I'm never going to mispronounce it again. But look, like, there's nothing we can do about Lyrical Lemonade. That's going to 10. I only have one. I'm so dumb. I'm hoping that it goes quiet for a period of time and I can get in for like 2 or 2.5.
Yeah. So basically the same strategy you're doing with Moonbirds, like just sitting on the sideline and just watching it go up and just be like, there'll be a dip eventually. And then you won't buy that dip, you know, because you'll be like, it should be like a 50% retracement, over retrace 25%. Keep going up.
Are there any events that could take attention away from Moonbirds between now and nesting? Look, if somehow...
Ape land sale.
When's that, though?
Well, judging by the fact that Ape just went on a pump to the absolute moon, I would say
sooner rather
than later.
A lot of people are anticipating today there to be some announcement was the original rumor on 420.
I think 423, the anniversary of their company, kind of makes sense to me based on no factual information whatsoever.
That's the anniversary, 423?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Are you sure about that? I thought it was April 29th. So yeah, you're literally
sure
making up April 23rd?
Someone told me.
Dude, I hate you, dude.
Let's
I think
someone,
it's April 29th.
Someone into the ape. Let's see. Pull it up. Board Ape Yacht Club.
Vicky says the 23rd, so she's confirmed.
Okay, so Vicky confirmed. So that would potentially make sense. So that's 3 days from now. That's Saturday. And then, look, I'm praying that somehow nesting isn't ready on the day that they planned. So would they plan Monday? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin Rose, for some reason, delay nesting. Just delay it, dude.
I think I'm going to nest mine. I wish I had like four. I should have bought
he's
four.
He's not watching in case you're wondering.
Because I would love to just be nesting so hard. Okay, if you've ever seen birds nest, how many birds have you seen nest by themselves?
No, isn't that like a groups. Term for like a phase for women as well, like nesting? I don't know.
Yeah, no, when they're late stage pregnancy. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that the birds don't nest on time. Someone said you should buy PO Moonbirds will be a good call in my opinion, or I will front run you. Okay, Crypto Craig, go front run me. So yeah, Ape Land. That's the thing. If you're gonna make the move on the stream, would make your move. There's only one left at 24. Is this one that we have on screen? Did this one end up selling?
It's 24.88. It's a little bit more. 24.75
for $70,000.
Yo, it's $76,000. A nice cheap 76 grand.
Yeah, because the floor is actually 24, and I don't think it's your style. So this is actually the third from the floor. Yeah, so it's moving quick. This will be gone in 10-15 minutes. Probably. So you can just watch that birdie fly away on you.
What's the rarity? Can we go down to the properties there?
I mean, you're buying off the floor, man. This is an aesthetics play. Come on, you ever read an NFT trading book before? Jeez, unreal.
Dude, the thing is just the volume that these things are trading at north of 25 ETH at.
Well, you're like about to watch that one sell. So let's just keep watching for a minute while we watch all of your hopes and dreams fade.
Pio's going to regret this decision for the rest of his life. It'll be something he thinks about and always tells his wife.
We also all messed up by not buying the NBA's NFT. That was
it
really
was so
stupid.
Hard to mint off the contract. There was like hex codes. And I'm like, I'm going to probably get fuck something up here and like transfer all my assets out. So I avoided it. But
wait,
that was a cook.
What's the NBA NFT?
They put out an official NFT. I think it's on Ethereum. Is it on Ethereum, Kix?
Yep.
Can we pull that up?
I guess.
ApeCoin 643.
Can you hear this audio?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So good.
Pio.
Such good audio.
We just need you to chill out, man.
Oh, 0.27. That stings. It was free mint, and you could have minted 10 at a gas of 0.02. So that's literally above a 10x in 3 hours. There was even a code out there to mint 100. It was live for only 3 to 4 minutes. But if you had minted 100, it would have cost you 2 ETH. You'd now be up 27 ETH. But you didn't do that. You didn't know how to put a hex code into a smart contract. You got a little bit scared. And guess what? We all get scared sometimes. But sometimes you just gotta fly and say, hey, if I mess this up and lose a little ETH, at least I was hitting shots. At least I was in the game. That's what the NBA would have wanted anyways.
Over to you, Nick.
Well, that was really nice. I think what we're doing is giving P a little bit of peace right before he makes a wildly irresponsible decision. So the question is, Pio, are you going to breathe in desire? Are you going to breathe, or are you going to breathe in
fear?
You know, rational thinking. You know, are you going to inhale the sort of financial advice that your parents would have taught you?
Pio, close your eyes right now. 6 months from now, it's October 20th, 2022. You're sitting at the table eating the snack. It's a nice fall day. The breeze is beautiful. Does the Pio in October 20th, 2022, does he have a moonbird in his wallet? Or does he not? What are moonbirds doing in October 20th, 2022? Is that project just soaring? How many airdrops have you gotten? Have you gotten land yet? Who knows? Is there a coin? Maybe it's called Hoot. Is Hoot worth billions of dollars? October 20th, 2022.
Did Nick just get airdropped live on air another $50,000 of Hoot? Is that what happened?
And you're sitting there. Do you have a moonbird as he's just screaming, cash? As he's just telling you how much of a genius he was to buy that 6 months ago at the literal top live on air. Just took a leap of faith. And that faith was rewarded. As he's telling you that story, what's your story?
Pio looks like he's having a heart attack, actually. I'm going to be completely honest. A peaceful heart attack, though, you know, one with meditation music in the background. It looks like he's instead just experiencing deep regret at this point in time.
He's left.
But he left his headphones for us to hear feedback for ourselves. Well, he's gone.
Did we just peer pressure him to make like a $75,000 snap decision? He just rage quit.
I'm sort of wondering if maybe he went to go get his Trezor.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
We're both getting feedback from his freaking headphones.
It's fine. So don't worry about it.
And now his camera's gone.
Don't worry about it. We're going to keep going.
His camera broke in the middle of this thing. Oh my God. Okay.
Did he just have a meltdown? Is that our fault?
Are we like responsible? We're hearing him come back.
Hey, next time,
don't put those headphones next to the microphone. Okay. When you do that, step away, just unplug them. That would be really helpful. But where are you at? Where are you feeling right now? Like, what are you feeling in this moment, Pio? Like, I'm going to definitely have a moonbird. Did you go down to hug Sapphire and give her a kiss?
Dude,
and make
honestly,
out with her
with
for a little too long?
What would you really do with the $75,000 anyway? Just sit and bid Bitcoin as it just like moves up 2% a year? Or
like, do you have plans for the future? Loser?
Let's do some pros and cons here. Okay. $76,000. Let's say worst case scenario, you lose half. So that's $70,000.
That's 35,000 is divided by two. So that's what you lost. Yeah. Uh-huh.
$76,000 is the floor, you genius. So divide that by two.
Okay. $37,000.
Oh yeah, you're right. No, wait. No, yeah, I'm right. Either way. Okay. You'd lose about $37,000. Let's call it that. Okay. Worst case scenario goes down by half. Okay. So that's your max loss, 36,000. That doesn't feel too bad to stomach. Okay. And you know they're cooking up airdrops and stuff like that, right? So let's talk about your max upside. Let's just say moonbirds go to $200,000. So your upside on that is $124,000. So you have an opportunity here to lose $36,000, but potentially make $124,000, not including potential airdrops. So what are you thinking?
Badly do you want $124,000? What was your goal for this year in terms of revenue from NFT trading, out of curiosity? Because you said you had an ambitious one. How ambitious is it? Is it over a million? Or are you just going for a couple hundred thousand?
The ambitious goal was $1 million.
That's doable, dude. Without a moonbird, it's going to be tough. With the Moonbird, I think it's doable. Only issue is that one I picked out for you got sold. But there's some shittier ones that you can buy for the same price.
If I bought one, I would buy the bear. I wouldn't care if it had a dildo on its head. I would buy the absolute cheapest one.
Well, you're lucky. Question. There's no dildos on yep. top of the Moonbird.
So like, you're fine
that
on that.
That is verifiable.
Yep. I haven't seen one. I've been through the collection a few times. But yeah, you really, you're at a crossroads, PO.
Hey, and Vicky just updated us that the red one is gone. So if you refresh, it's been taken.
Right. So what I'm feeling right now, just to walk everybody through it, is I just don't really understand why I didn't do this when they were 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. That was something that I thought would be apparently not the best move, and the best move was to buy a 25.
And so the problem is
21.
The problem is that you're living in the past, and anytime you constrain yourself or waste your energy on the past, you're not able to move forward. Okay, I sold 12 apes. You walked me through it live on stream.
How many
all
cartons
under
do you have?
4 ETH. I have 2 cartons.
No,
okay?
PO.
So I've lost $7 million, PO. So I don't.
You have
you don't
one
have
carton.
Yeah, I have one carton there. I have one carton.
So I've made more on my Moonbird trade than you have on your carton. So that's pretty
incredible.
You haven't
made anything on any trade. You're not realizing gains, buddy.
Well, you haven't realized the gain on the carton either. So I'm just doing comparable analysis.
Carton's going to give me hella airdrops. It's going to make me friends with big name rappers like 2 Chainz and, you know, other A-list celebrities. It's going to be really cool stuff.
2 Chainz is A-list now?
In my world, he is.
Okay. Well,
so look,
let's wrap it up with the Moonbird. There it is on screen. Your reverse hat gone.
It was a good one. Rest in peace. May you fly away to a great new owner.
It was definitely
Hoot.
A good one.
Hoot.
So do we think, like, what do we think happened? So right
Easy
now,
Easy is saying don't buy it. But Easy also told me to sell my ape coin down at $8. So that was, you know. And he told me to get what was that, jelly, deep sea jellies? Yeah, I mean, these are all things that I've been advised by Easy on. He's in and out of things within about 120 seconds, though. So,
so Pia, I got 24.9 ETH. I could transfer from USDC if you need me to make a purchase decision for you.
You literally have 24.9 ETH.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. Look. So I think that
you don't FOMO buy. That's a blessing and a curse. Nick and I FOMO buy, which is a curse and a blessing.
I have FOMO bought plenty of times, and I can't think of that many FOMO buys
that have worked out for you
really well for me.
This is the only one.
This is the exception because it's Moonbirds.
Here's the general thought. I would position yourself for this to go down again. That's my general thought. It is very hard. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of diamond hands in this space, though.
What if it goes down to this? You know what I mean? Like, what if we keep running, but then it goes, and then it goes down to this? I'd feel better buying at
that point. Usually goes down 50% is what I've seen before. But this feels like a run up to, like, you know, 30, 40 ETH right here is where we're headed.
You know what? Listen, listen to this. I'm buying a fucking Moonbird, 100%. Your boy's going to have a Moonbird in 2022, period. Hold me accountable to that. If I don't buy a Moonbird, you tell me all the time, oh, like, you don't have a Moonbird, you can't fly, you're a bitch, all this stuff. Tell me that. I'm buying a Moonbird in 2022. I'm not
Stop
buying it right
Stop shaking the microphone,
though.
You don't need to shake the mic, okay? You're attacking the microphone.
I'm buying a Moonbird.
What did the microphone do to you?
Either way, it's good for the YouTube show, no matter what decision
you make.
Well,
so hold on.
Either you'll be smart
or
you'll
be in pain.
What's
the play? Like, so you just came out and you said, I'm going to buy a Moonbird.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, literally, I'm the buyer on the Red Hat Moonbird, and now he's bailing on the deal. So now I've bought in at 24/7.
Wait, you bought the Moonbird?
You said you wanted it.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, all right.
But what if I did, though?
I would have been like, why'd you do that?
It would have been kind of cool, though, right? And then I could have really peer pressed you into buying it. I could have even lied a little bit and said, like, you kind of told me to.
And then force, I like that play.
Force
I like that play.
Then
just like
send it to me.
Force him to buy it. Yeah. And to send you the money. I like that one.
Yeah. Right.
I'm buying,
Hey, Pio, I just bought you a gift with your money. It's called a moon bird.
Micah G said, yeah, I need to know when Pio buys so I can short that project. Micah G is hilarious. I'm buying a moon bird. I'm not buying it right now, but you're going to see your boy flocking 100%. I'm going to buy a moon bird. That's it. That's all. Shout out to Kevin Rose. I'm buying a Moonbird, Kevin. I'll see you in the club. I'll see you in the nest, buddy. I'll see you in the nest.
I think you're making a mistake, but I respect your decision. If you had bought the Moonbird I suggested, you're already up 0.08 Ethereum. The new floor is 0.08 ETH higher. So you'd already be in the money. You could quick flip that if you wanted to.
Did we want to discuss anything else other than this Moonbird during this episode? But I mean, I'm down just continuing the way that it is, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like, did we want to discuss like Coinbase or anything else?
I think
like
Ape Land goes to 20. How many listings are on Coinbase? When I first checked, there was a whopping total of 300. What's the website for that anyways? NFT.coinbase probably. Yeah, there we go. Shop.
How many listings? Does COVID include a stuffy nose? Just
there's seven. There's 17. There's 1,700 NFTs listed for sale on Coinbase, and it is some of the absolute worst stuff I've ever seen. there's some decent stuff in there, but a lot of not too good stuff in there.
They just sent me some special invite code. I don't know what the deal with that is. What is that for?
I don't know, dude. But someone pointed out Shinsei Galverse is. Half doing really well. Yeah, it's like at a half an ETH.
There we go. I held on to one of them. I sold one at like 0.42 though. It had pumped right out the gate up to like 0.8 or something crazy like that. And I didn't sell there and I was regretting it. I sold one at 0.42, recouped my money, made a gain. And so now I still have another one at this point.
The audience is sick and tired of this Moonbird's crap. So let's pull up some Shinsei Galverse at 0.48. We can chat about that for a second. Captain Kix is also pulling up the 24-hour volume feed and just seeing if there's some other awesome topics that we can talk about today.
Sounds
like there's
great.
This Elysium code. I don't even know what the hell that is, but it's at 0.4 ETH.
Hey, one quick thing. I don't know if you know this, y'all, but I know that
Toxic
Coinbase
Skull
launched.
Club's at a half an ETH now. Wait. Let's go. Don't fade the kicks. Monday highlighted it. Phenomenal website. Up 3x from my call.
Just in case you're wondering, FTX, I don't know if you've heard of them, the nifty.com/FTX. They have an NFT market already. They beat Coinbase to
at
the
their
punch.
Own game.
And then Coinbase launched it. And a lot of people I'm hearing are a little underwhelmed.
I'm hearing it. People are saying it.
They're
people
saying they're underwhelmed.
It.
And what's crazy is you could just already go and do that on FTX. So if you are not in New York, go to thenifty.com/FTX. Sign up for it. Get gasless trades.
Think about how many Moonbirds FTX owns.
Crypto.
Probably a lot.
I have no idea. But there's a chance that they own some.
And if you're on mobile, sign up with the code TheNifty. Kix, why don't you give us a little volume breakdown on the NFT market, and then we can wrap up.
You got it, Coach. You got it, you birdless son of a gun. Pulling up the numbers right now. So far today, we're at $88 million. That was refreshed 2 hours ago. Unacceptable. Let's do a Control-F hard refresh. Let's get that fresh data. Still not getting the refresh.
What are we looking at?
2 hours ago, we're probably close to 100 million volume again today. So once again, the Moonbirds just leading a soaring market. We're pulling back a little bit from the initial Moonbirds volume, but you got to think that liquidity is really trickling around. Volume looks nice and healthy for me. We're probably going to see a similar explosion when the other side land, Yuga Labs, Metaverse play, comes later. So we have a lot of liquidity events on the horizon. With 30 days to go, monthly active traders down slightly from last month to 373,000. That's similar to December of last year. And the monthly volume, thanks to Moonbirds, is looking like it's going to crush March out of the water by at least 20%, which means that maybe the algos will pick up on that data and start telling their investors to buy more NFTs.
Very, very nice. Nick, anything to add to what you're seeing in the market, what you think might be coming down the kind of pipe here?
Which Nick?
You.
Me. Hey, thanks for asking, Pia. I really enjoyed being on this show. So, no. There's literally nothing at this moment in time. My general thought is that there's really two places for you to be. Actually, one place. And that's in Moonbirds. You know, if you're not in Moonbirds, it's really difficult hanging out with people in the NFT space because everyone that matters owns one. Like, that's what I've heard. Outside of if you're a viewer of ours and you don't own one, well, then you're in our Discord. So that's what we're looking for as well. And those are great, great people. But what I'm saying is everyone that I've been talking to owns a Moonbird, even a lot of the people on our Discord. So that's kind of like the situation that's going on there. As for anything else that's going on coming down the pipe here, no, it seems like we're just waiting on the Bored Ape Yacht Club land. I've been just waiting for high quality projects. That's the name of the game for me at this point. I'm hating that I'm not in the whatever the
cartons. Toxic Skulls.
The cart.
Feel that.
No.
I'm on that FOMO too.
No, definitely not. Cartons is what I'm missing out on.
Toxic I got two skulls. Cartons. What was I feeling bad about missing out on? Oh, this stupid NBA thing. God, man, that meditation didn't help me. I'm pissed about missing that. I was just an absolute cook.
Yeah, I'm going to rename this video. This is what NFT FOMO.
Oh, Pio's audio is gone.
Dude's just an emotional wreck over there. Can't even get
his audio is now just literally just got cut out. That was incredible. Can't hear you now.
Ride.
No, can't hear you. And your audio, video quality is choppy. It just looks like he's having a full-blown technical meltdown. Why you keep speaking into it? You know how to fix it? You got to restart it. You just got to restart it. He's probably not using his new computer either.
And literally, Michael Jordan just commented, "I'm here," and Pio can't even.
He can't even be here when Michael Jordan arrived for the first time. He can't even. It is the one and only Michael Jordan entering the room.
All right. Well, since Pio can't close out, looks like NFT Nick and I are closing out. Make sure you join the Discord and make sure you buy a portal, because if you were, you would have been knowing about the Moonbirds earlier on. And if you can't afford a Moonbird, guess what? You could have gotten in Toxic Skulls at 0.08. You could have minted the NBA stuff for free and be sitting on a 15Xer. They were talking about it in the Discord.